So did you guys? Could you guys not read that, or were you guys just not paying attention?
I wasn't paying attention.
Host mode.
Yeah, that's a good thing because we're live now.
You're hosting Joe Vala.
No, we're not. We're not in host mode.
It says now hosting Joe Vala.
It shouldn't.
Oh, were you trying to show us stuff on the Skype?
No, I was trying to. Yeah, I was trying to type things because I couldn't remember if it was episode 8 or 9. So I was trying to update the title because I forgot to do that earlier. So I was like,
episode 10?
No, it's not episode 10.
It's episode 69.
It is definitely not, although we will celebrate that episode when we get there. no, I'm pretty sure it's episode 9. I think it's the 9th.
Yeah, you know what I like, Tim?
What?
I like bottles.
Yeah, well, we're gonna plug that. We're gonna plug that eventually. Patience, young Padawan learner.
Bella does not like bottles.
I have plans for this. For good reason. I have plans for this. Yo, what up, KO? Welcome to the podcast. The podcast. So, boys.
I can read Twitch chat.
You can. You're welcome, America. So what have we been playing since last Thursday? We're gonna start with someone who's super excited to finally play a video game. Ian.
Hey, can you go put the dog in the kennel?
Yeah. Hey, Red Man.
Yeah. Oh, hey, guys, I played a video game this week.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shockingly. The ninth episode of our gaming podcast.
What?
I said it's only the ninth episode of our gaming podcast, and you finally played a game.
You don't have to play to play to say to say.
That made no sense.
Sorry, Ryan. I had too much bottles today.
All right, stop.
Oh, my God.
Ghost Recon is
I have
damn
a plan
fun.
For this. Ghost Recon is damn fun.
In all seriousness, I picked up For Honor. And just so you know, it's a newer game. I can finally know what I'm talking about because you guys all played it. And I think I liked Barbie the horse riding video game for the PlayStation better.
Do you suck at this game?
Not sure if trolling.
No, I actually really did. I like the controls. I think it took, a few seconds to, it's very joysticky and I love it. I got it down.
Wait, which one do you love? Because I don't know if you're talking about the Barbie game or For Honor at this point.
Yeah, Barbie every time.
You played a Barbie game?
No.
Well, we don't know. You do have two daughters, so you were talking about what you've been playing.
Yeah, no. What do we play? Realistic version?
Oh,
yeah, we played realistic version, and I took down the boss that Cody couldn't take down. So woo! Eat it,
Josh. You cheated.
I didn't cheat. That's not cheating.
He used a feet. I did it with no feet.
I was using a feet stick.
It's not cheating.
You have to use the healing feat to going through that game in realistic. Yeah. Otherwise, you like me, you will end. No, the last level in the night chapter or whatever. I played the second half of that so many times. The game said "fuck you" and crashed on me for no reason. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
I just kept dying.
No, it happened. I was watching.
I couldn't get enough health. I was just. Because you only get health when you kill the enemy heroes or whatever. And it was just... Because at the end of that one, spoiler alert, you fight a pack of wolves on top of the boss. Like, at the same time.
Now
it's
I
just
know.
Like,
so, how
fuck.
Are you holding up?
Oh, that's behind
because
the...
I'm a potato.
Greg! Thank you for the follow.
Greg!
Hey, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Ian,
Greg.
You know Greg.
Greg Gustafson?
No, my cousin.
No. Oh, you have a cousin named Greg?
You've yeah, the ginger.
Thanks for the follow.
Oh, hey, Greg,
thanks for
the
follow,
pass.
Man. I don't know.
Yeah, jeez.
No, Greg knows me. Greg.
Good.
Greg from the alley.
Oh hey, yeah.
Fucking trolls. Justin.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing Build IKEA Furniture.
Oh, God.
That's the best game ever. It's like Legos, but for people with anger issues.
Did
you download Duolingo like Shane and Tim to learn Swedish so you can read the instructions? If you would
join. I feel like I should have.
Shane, thank you for the
trying to read
follow?
The instructions. I've been jumping around. Like, I just started playing the Wildlands open beta. Tonight.
Again, yeah.
I was doing that immediately before coming here.
I was doing it at 5 in the morning by myself.
Loser. Other than that, same stuff I've been playing. I haven't got too far into For Honor. I played a little bit with Cody, and that was about as far as I got. I ain't got time. Too busy for video games.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, you didn't play video games and I did. Sock it. Eat a big giant burrito, bitch.
Dude, I didn't say I didn't play video games.
Did you just tell him to eat a big giant burrito? Or did you tell him to eat it? Okay, I thought...
No, he said burrito.
I inserted the word dick in there. I thought he was going to tell him to eat a big giant dick burrito.
Dick,
no, bitch. I thought you said dick burrito. I thought you said eat a big dick burrito, bitch. Which would be so much better. Rude. That would be better.
That's a t-shirt.
Eat a dick burrito? That's a t-shirt?
Yes.
Jesus sure Christ. I don't know if that's a t-shirt anywhere, because I don't know if those words have ever been uttered in that order before.
Exactly why it's a t-shirt.
Eat a big dick burrito?
Yeah.
I mean...
Chat, would you buy that t-shirt? We'll sell it to you.
We'll sell it to you. I'll make it after the stream. How's that? Jesus. Yeah. How about that? Cash me outside. How about that? Cody.
Cash.
Ah, hi.
Which Cody?
What have you been? Well, the one who hasn't gone yet.
Latham.
All right. I played a lot of For Honor.
Neither of you have gone yet, but.
Before I came down here to Florida, that's why I'm currently sitting here in this really bad lighting, because people are trying to sleep. But yeah, I played a shit ton of For Honor. I beat it on realistic difficulty, and it allowed me to get good scrub, because before that I definitely sucked at that game. Playing it on realistic is a lot of fun, even if it is like mind numbing getting through some of the parts. So, and I'm just excited to get back and play some Ghost Recon Wildlands. I really want to play that so bad. Saturday night, so I will be on that bitch. I'm going to play the fuck out of that. So, but yeah, that's kind of what's going on. A lot of For Honor.
Yeah. Fairbanks!
So, I've been playing Overwatch with Justin.
Yeah!
And For Honor. And Justin, guess what I got For Honor?
Huh.
From your library.
Hey!
Perfect. Genius!
Oh,
well, that was interesting.
I don't know if you guys can play at the same time.
No, they can't.
But I can at least download it that way.
True.
Hey, when am I getting a computer?
Right now, you have.
You tell us.
You're on a computer.
Wait, Tim, when you get a new one, I can get yours.
That's not how this works.
This is how this works. We've already promised each other our virginities.
First of all, I don't think you know what the word
one on the way.
First of all, I don't think you know what the word virginity means, because we both have kids.
Who has kids?
You and I.
I am guilty until proven innocent.
That's backwards.
You're backwards.
He's doing it on purpose. He's just Milo Yiannopoulos, whatever the fuck that troll's name is. He's just trying to troll us. In real life, though.
Will somebody give Shane some love?
I love you, Shane.
I put heart shape down there.
I'm gonna play it as the outro if you guys will stop yelling it. God damn it. That was my plan. God damn it. We have kids together. Well, don't tell our wives, but maybe.
Wait, who would carry him? Wait, which one has the womb?
You know gay guys can adopt, right?
No, they can't.
That's easy solution.
Maybe
that doesn't
not
make
anymore.
Any goddamn sense.
That's not the way I play Sims.
All right. Well, I suppose we should get on with the damn show now, since the intro is taking
why I wrapped around a video
15
games.
Fucking minutes.
Good call.
All right. Retro games. This is the game. This was Ian's idea that we were gonna do highlight retro
a lot
games.
Of anniversaries.
Yeah, there's a lot of anniversaries today. Literally, it's weird.
But what are they?
Which should we start with? Let's start with the oldest.
I can't even feel.
So,
that.
30 years ago this month, I believe Contra was released.
So old school.
Yeah.
So Tim, what is Contra?
You know what Contra is. If you don't know what Contra is, get the fuck out of here.
I know what it is.
I would hope so.
It's a side-scrolling game.
Yes.
Side-scrolling game. Congratulations.
Well, yeah. I play it. I know that they had. It is a frustration simulator. I think I played it mostly on. There was a Sega version of the game. I played it on my Sega. I also played it at my cousin's on their Super Nintendo. And I'm pretty sure I also played it. I think there was a arcade version of it, correct?
Yeah, that's where I played it.
I played it at the bowling alley a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Bowling alley gaming. That's.
I played Rampage at the bowling alley a lot.
Yeah. But Contra is an interesting one because of how well it's remembered.
I played it a lot for the Game Boy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't have the Game Boy version of it. But the last rumor I heard for a new Contra game was going to be a mobile game that I don't know if it ever did release because it's not on the Google Play Store. So what do we think about Contra, its impact on the side-scrolling slash shooting genres? And
I would love them to revamp it.
Minimal impact.
Minimal impact, huh?
I wouldn't say minimal.
Release like a.
Is it weird that my brain immediately went to Independence Day with that? That's an NI! Negative impact! Negative impact!
Oh, God.
I think the game had co-op shooters. Like, I never remember playing that game on my own. I was always playing it with somebody else.
Oh, see, I was dumb. Like, I played it on my own.
It would be. Like, Broforce.
It would be like Broforce.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Broforce in a lot of ways is trying to be a reference of Contra. Like, it's like if you took Contra and the Expendables and they had a weird baby, it's Broforce.
Yeah.
True.
I don't know. I think of Contra kind of like Double Dragon. I never played those games by myself either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was always, it was big for co-op or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, do we think it has the potential to be rebooted, or do we think at this point, after a mobile game that didn't come out, it's a dead title?
It should be able to be rebooted. I mean, look at what Nintendo just did with the Nintendo Classic. I mean, that thing is fucking like a piece of gold.
Oh,
right now.
But yeah, but I'm not thinking a re-release. I'm not thinking a port of it onto a more modern system either. I'm thinking like a new game. Is that a possibility, or are we thinking that at this point it's a throwback title and that's it?
If they actually release some more, maybe. I mean, look at Turok or whatever. Had an older version, there's not a whole lot going on, and then they released a newer version that had a little bit more background, and it did all right.
No, it didn't. It killed the franchise. They killed the franchise. Unless it gets rebooted at some point in the future, there is not going to be any more Turok games. That game did not do well at all.
It did all right.
No, it did not. Maybe sales-wise, but it didn't do well in terms of... the actual game itself was not good.
I didn't play it very much. I always wanted to. I just never got a chance.
It kind of killed it. Killed it in the not killing it kind of way, but the
Well, I don't know if you could say it really. Yeah. I don't really know if you say you killed it, because wasn't there a huge gap in between those two games?
Yeah, but that's just like, though, if there had been a huge gap between the last, like, between Tomb Raider games, right? And there was a little bit of a gap, right? And then the new Tomb Raider games had been total shit, and Square Enix hadn't saved it. Nobody's gonna come in and save Turok at this point, I don't think.
I will. I'll buy it.
I'm gonna let you finish, but Shane's right.
What?
About
the only games with fun combat. Bushido Blade, UFC UD3, Fight Night, Mountain Blade, and Chivalry.
Fight Night hasn't had a good game since Fight Night Round 3.
Yeah, we know. We played a lot of Round 2 at Shane's house on the PlayStation 2 one night when we got really fucked up. Yeah, Turok's a very dead series. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know.
Didn't they make a new Turok game? I think it's called Ark.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think you say Turok's dead.
Well, Ark is not Turok.
No, I know, but there's obviously...
What I'm saying is the Turok series is dead. Yeah, it had an impact, and yeah, people still want to play games with fucking dinosaurs, obviously, because dinosaurs are amazing, but what the fuck does that have to do with Turok other than it's got dinosaurs in it? By that logic, Jurassic Park is a Turok game.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
or fucking...
You can't say that there isn't a correlation in between Jurassic Park, because Ark released early to release with the Jurassic World.
I'm not saying there's definitely a correlation.
What I'm saying is that somebody could come back with Turok, and if they made a decent gameplay, they could reuse that title.
Yeah, but at this point, there's obviously a
market there. You know, I wouldn't say that it's dead.
Could and will are two different things, though. Well, I'm saying it's dead because I don't think it will happen. If it does happen, great. That's fantastic. I really liked Turok when I was a kid. The last game was shit. But I don't think it's going to happen. It will not happen. All right, Kale, thanks for popping by. Bye, dude. We really appreciate it. I'll catch you later, man. Chaoticism. What are you pointing at?
Nothing.
You're playing For Honored right now, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
100% is playing For Honored right now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Ben. Like, it would have to be picked up by, like, a Square Enix or one of those other companies, and it would have to be totally redone. The Tomb Raiders had a fantastic reboot.
Cody?
They've been doing really well. They've actually taken a character
lost,
that was...
I lost more light.
Yeah, I see that. You are darkness now.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider took a character that was basically just pistols and big boobs and made... fleshed out the world, actually gave a fucking story to a beloved franchise that, like, it made me actually care about Tomb Raider. Because when I was a kid, the games were fun, but I didn't give a shit about the story. It was just, boobs. And now it's like, hey, this is a great game.
I feel like a lot of games back then, though, weren't story heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the only game
super story heavy was, like, Final Fantasy.
But it's not like, goddamn... Tomb Raider was even gameplay heavy. It didn't have great gameplay or story. It was just a bouncing boob simulator.
Yeah, it was bad.
It really was. All right, you know what? Another game that just has an anniversary today that I feel like we need to talk about, especially with the Switch coming out. Blah blah blah. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say about the goddamn Switch today, because I'm. I am switched out. I'm not even gonna pick up the system. Until it proves to me that it's gonna be good, I'm not picking it up.
Because it's having issues on the, I guess on the pre-release hardware, they were having issues with the controllers.
It took all of a week.
Like weird random disconnects.
Yeah. Mario Kart 64 is now 20 years old.
Nice.
When's the last time you guys felt like a Mario Kart game felt any different, though?
They never do.
Different?
Never.
It's just like Madden.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that is a bad thing for Mario Kart, because obviously they've got a good formula. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah.
But do we think there's...
I think Double Dash was the only one that was really different.
And it was, yeah, I don't even think Double Dash was that much different. does the format ever do games like that, like Madden, and I mean, even though people fucking hate it, COD, obviously they have a formula that people want to buy, and that's why these games are always so successful, at least in terms of sales. Yeah, there's updates. Like, they obviously, you know, there's new maps with Mario Kart. There's sometimes a slightly updated ability. It's prettier graphics, but that's pretty much it. It's just reskinned, really. It's reskinned, boxed back up, and shipped back out. They do the same thing with Madden. They do the same thing with Call of Duty. It's slightly different. Although, Call of Duty's been adding more features, but it doesn't feel right. We'll talk about that later, though.
Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U had a really cool new feature that they tried out where they had battle mode, but they took out all the cool stuff about it and they replaced it with, like, running around the track in circles and trying to kill each other. Great.
Yeah.
They're actually fixing that with the deluxe version that's coming out on the Switch.
So is everyone getting the Switch on this?
No.
So You know what? Actually, I was looking at the Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild gameplay, and it made me actually debate getting it.
I'm not.
It looks so good.
I'm not paying $260 just to play Zelda. Just to play Zelda. I'm not doing that. Fuck that. That's the only reason I would buy the system. Of $360. Yeah, you're right. I'm not paying $1 a day for a game that I would play for 6 months.
Well, I get what you're saying, but that's going to be the entry level for any of those consoles. Like, that's just console prices. Which, not saying I agree with it, because as I've said, I think last week.
Why are
I don't
you
think,
just
I think Nintendo
darkness.
Should be out of consoles. I can't do anything about it. Like, everybody's going to bed.
You are that black bar that you hate on the side of your screen right now. I just want you to know. That's you. When you're playing widescreen and you're like, I can't deal with this black fucking bar shit in a game that won't go to 22 by 9 21, or 21 by 9.
21 by 9.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're that right now.
I know. I can't do anything about it.
That's fine.
Everybody's going to bed. But yeah, man, I mean, like, I don't think the Switch should be as expensive as this, especially since it's coming out that you have to buy an SD card, like a big SD card for the Switch to be able to actually install the games and stuff on it, from what I've read.
No, only if you're downloading the titles instead of buying the cartridges.
Yeah,
and
but
it comes
isn't
with,
it,
I think, 32
It saves on the cartridges, doesn't it? It saves your game files on
the
cartridges.
Thing that saves on your console is your like
downloads.
Game save data, which takes up like no space at all.
Yeah,
but my thing is like people don't want hard copies, which I also didn't they come out saying that there's not going to be any virtual.
On the launch of the Switch,
there's no virtual store.
Console.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really disappointing. Like it just is. I don't
there's
know.
There's
I'm
a lot of
hearing,
things that, about
hearing,
their stuff that
I'm hearing a lot of negatives coming right kind of before release. The hardware problems. That were
yeah.
Really,
yeah.
You know
yeah.
that was I saw that today and I was like, God dang it, because I really was thinking about getting it. But if they're having hardware problems, like it's making me really not want to. But I watched that stuff on the Zelda game and I was like, this actually looks really good.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like I'd really enjoy it because I like open world games like that. You just run around, you kill shit, you do some quests and whatnot, and you know, whatever. And it'd be nice. I haven't played a Zelda game since like Ocarina of Time, honestly, you know, and it's just, I've never been interested in coming back. This is the first one that's interested me since they've come out. And it's just like, I don't like all this stuff I'm hearing now. It's just like, well, like Tim said, I'm not paying $350 or whatever to buy a console that may not even work properly to play this game.
To play
what I mean?
A singular game. That's the only reason I would buy it is to play Zelda. That doesn't mean I won't get one down the line. It doesn't mean that eventually there's not going to be cooler titles. It means at launch, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm not buying it. I'm not interested in paying $300 for it and buying Zelda and just being like, oh, hey,
well,
I'll play this game and nothing else.
Thursday, February 23rd, 2017. Tim Valley will never buy a Nintendo Switch.
Literally not remember. What I said. There is video and audio evidence to back up. That's not what I said.
Burrito, bitch.
That's not what you said earlier either. I thought you told them to go eat a big dick burrito, which would have been fantastic. Anyway.
I'm telling you, it's a t-shirt.
So there's another game that has a 20-year anniversary. Interestingly enough, it's also another Nintendo title, and that's Mega Man 8.
Oh my god, we're still on retro games?
We're still... Well, that's going to be most of the show, dude. Like, I think half of this stuff we'll wind up having to save till next week, honestly.
I've never played a Mega Man game, ever.
How? You had a Game Boy.
Nope.
Yes, you did.
No, I know I had a Game Boy, but I
didn't play a whole village of people.
How did you not play a Mega Man game on a Game Boy? Like, it's like a quintessential Game Boy title.
Because most of my Game Boy... experience was I was
Pokemon.
Catching Pokemon, so
that's most of everyone's Game Boy experience. That doesn't mean you didn't ever play a different game.
A lot of Super Mario too. Not a lot of Mega Man.
I don't think I've played Mega Man since like Sega.
Listen, I can shoot things out of my holes too, but I'm not gonna make a video game about it.
I don't know. Mega Man 8 honestly was probably the last one that I
X
that I played was Mega Man 8. Cody X, Mega Man X, you played Mega Man X? Is that what
you... No, I played a Beautiful Joe. Isn't that the same thing?
What the fuck is Beautiful Joe?
You know, beautiful.
I feel like this is about to go down the racist route.
Oh God! Careful.
Cody.
Anyway. Who's ready for that new game coming out?
What is it?
No. Nobody's ready, and never will be.
That would be such a good game.
Farmer Green would create it.
Farmer Green, do you want a Roots video game?
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
And then yeah. So the other part to that was, did anyone here play Mighty Number 9?
No.
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 I actually didn't know that existed until a couple weeks ago.
I knew that there was a huge hype train behind it, and it's on Steam too, and it has shit reviews. Like it's the guy who created Mega Man. When he left Nintendo, it was like a big fucking deal, and everybody's like, "Oh God, he's coming out with a new title. Is this gonna be what Mega Man was always supposed to be?" And it was absolute shit. So
yeah, that's what I heard as well.
Interesting that went the way it did. But
question about the dude who makes Metal Gear. I mean, are his games gonna suck now that he's not tied down to anybody?
Probably not. I wouldn't think so.
Married to.
That'd be it.
I feel like he's gonna just be an untethered mess of creativity.
What is with all of the goddamn Japanese game makers leaving their companies right now? That's the other thing I have.
Konami sucks.
It's not all Konami though, but like, yeah.
I think it's also like a lot of these like, I guess you could call them idea guys. You know what I mean? Like they come up with these ideas, and the companies were just slapping a name on it. They have enough fame and name generation on their own now that they don't need these big companies to help them make games. Like people hear about Hideo Kojima or whatever, and they're like, "Holy shit, yes, I want to fucking play that shit." You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's true. Like,
you know, it's not like they don't need that big company for the backing and stuff. And then who's the dude from The Walking Dead who's super good friends with
Norman Reedus?
Kojima?
Norman Reedus,
Norman Fetus.
Like, you got a super famous actor that's just like ready to go. Like, yeah, let's do this.
Well, that's because he was all down for Silent Hill, and then
yeah, and then, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, you get that kind of backing or whatever. It's like, fuck you guys, shit, I'm gonna do my own thing, you know. And then you don't really have to answer to anybody, which I think is really nice for those kind of creators and stuff like that.
Yeah, Ben has a really good point. Ben is saying, you know, because people are realizing that major companies, you know, you don't require having a big company backing you to come out with a quality game this year, even a AAA quality game anymore, with the engines that are available, the way that, you know, say Unreal Engine, you can download Unreal Engine for free and start making games right now, and all that Unreal will say is, well, if you don't buy a license, we just get a cut of your profits when you start selling the game.
Yeah.
I actually have it downloaded on my computer. I've only kind of dicked around with it a little bit. I haven't tried to actually do anything, but it's pretty cool. I think you can buy Unity for super cheap too. And
it's not super cheap.
It's like $100 for a license. For a game license, that's kind of cheap.
Kind of like Jesus.
That is Jesus, yes. Yes, G Nitrous. That is definitely Jesus. He will bless your children. He'll baptize you, all that kind of stuff. $5.
His initials are Jesus. So it's true. He's Jesus incarnate.
Alright, did
if
we
you
wanna
have any questions for me as Jesus? Just ask Joda.
Just at Jesus on Twitter. So so did we want to talk about Jet Set Radio, or are we going to skip over that one? Because I feel like we're going to run out of time for everything else.
It was amazing.
I love Jet Set Radio, honestly.
See, because I never played it.
That's the only game that's made me want to go out and do things that are illegal. grind on wheels and spray paint shit.
Yeah, that was probably the first game that made me realize how important, like, video game music is to me. Because the soundtrack for that game was phenomenal.
Yes, it was.
I think my music thing was the Papa Rapper dog thing.
Parappa the Rapper?
Yeah, that's
what
music was important for video games.
Yeah, dude. Ian, I'm so happy you had a Dreamcast. Like, no one else owned a Dreamcast.
Yeah.
I played Soul Calibur on the original Dreamcast. I remember that shit.
Dreamcast was so bad, though. Like, the controllers were awful.
Dude.
Dude, and the
Mirror... It's not any worse than Nintendo 64.
Well, that's not saying much, because Nintendo 64, like, Justin went back and tried to play a 64 game and forgot how it works.
Good times.
Jesus.
Even the GameCube controller was kind of iffy. Because they wouldn't get rid of those stupid fucking C buttons.
I was hanging out with Shane a few years ago, and we were at somebody's house, and we were playing N64, and we were playing... We've tried playing GoldenEye, because everybody remembers GoldenEye. We all have the fondest fucking memories of GoldenEye. Oh, yeah. Yes. And nobody could remember for like a half hour how the fuck anything worked in GoldenEye, because the controller is just so unnatural feeling in your hands.
Yeah.
I remember going back and playing it, and I was doing 1v1 versus whoever it was, and after a few matches, I was like, these controls are fucked. And I realized that the aim stick was inverted or whatever, so I flipped that to normal, and then I just started winning every round. And he was like, what did you do? I just changed my controls. Change yours. No, I'm good. I'm doing it the old school way. And I just kept killing him.
Tim.
Hey, listen. Go to
actually, you know what? The truth is even worse. The truth is even worse because you're in Florida, and so everything's just... Never mind.
I'm in Florida sitting next to a pool in the darkness.
Oh, yeah, they turned the lights out on him.
Well, yeah, because everybody else is going to bed. You got to remember, I'm an hour ahead of y'all.
Yeah.
So...
See, I never played Jet Set Radio, but I've heard that it's a lot like Sunset Overdrive, I guess, in a lot of ways kind of emulated Jet Set Radio. Not necessarily in the gameplay, but maybe in the style.
I heard a little bit about that.
But well, you've played both. Does that ring true for you at all?
I haven't played those.
I thought you played Sunset Overdrive.
Sunset Overdrive.
I thought you were the one that told me I needed to download it. I thought you were the one that was like, you need to download this now because it was free. That wasn't you? Who the fuck told me that?
That was probably me, because it was free.
Maybe.
If it was free, that was me.
I download everything that's free on Xbox.
Yeah, I'm kind of, that's kind of where I'm at, too.
I don't even play any of the games. Like, I just download the free games on Xbox.
I downloaded Force Unleashed the other day.
You downloaded what?
It was free.
What did you download?
Nice.
Force Unleashed.
Oh, yeah, I downloaded that, too. I actually like that game, though.
Yeah, so did I. That's how I got, I think, Borderlands.
That reminds me, Borderlands 2 will be free on Xbox next month. I think it's Borderlands 2 will be free on Xbox next month.
Yep, correct, so, sir.
Yeah, that's exciting. Does anybody else feel really fucking weird that so many games from our childhood that we, like, really fondly remember are now at least teenagers or legally adults in a lot of cases? Like, fucking Mega Man and Mario Kart are 20. They can almost drink beer, dude. Like,
almost. They got another year to go.
What happened?
I'm rubbing blood on him, and he doesn't like it.
Okay. What? Well, it's kind of weird.
What?
Hey, you know, that's a little weird.
Pain, and then I want Cody in it.
Now it's a bloody dick burrito. Like, I don't understand.
Listen here, buddy. Whatever gets you off gets me off.
What? Oh, I can't.
I have owned Borderlands 2 for the PS3, the 360, the PS4, and the Xbox One.
Yeah, you've played the shit out of that game.
You know what? I don't know why I can't say interested in the Borderlands series.
Best game ever.
It has great writing. It has amazing writing. Like the unicorns and shit that they talk about in that.
See, I like it because it's just open world and I can run around and kill whatever the hell I want. And I can play by myself, or I can play with friends if friends are on.
I like the modding.
The modding got pretty nuts.
Yeah, modding a weapons did get pretty nuts. Not modding like modding the game, Cody, just modding your weapons.
Oh. Yeah, just weapons.
Like a black weapon?
Yeah.
A black weapon.
Stop making it racist!
The Ruth weapon.
And before Twitch ban.
Oh my god.
You'd be banned for talking about Roots.
No, but
the way you talk about
Roots, if it goes much further, yeah, we could. Hey, listen. You're not at the line, but you're approaching it. Three weeks. Well, don't do that, because that means one leg's on each side, and we're fucked.
Can you shit on the line?
No.
No.
That sounds like a terrible idea. Well, what do we want to get to first? Do we want to get to Ghost Recon or Horizon Zero Dawn first?
I think we've already kind of hit on Ghost Recon.
What? What did we hit on that?
Do you have more to say about it?
Yeah, it's not broken as fuck anymore. I played it for an hour last night because I couldn't sleep and it didn't crash on me. Not once. Nice. It didn't crash on me at all. I had no FPS issues. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, I can't play it right now. We're in my current location, so
you can play it on your laptop.
I don't have my laptop with me.
You bitch! Why didn't you bring your laptop?
No, I'm just trying to spend time with the fam and stuff. I went out and bought a car today, so it's been a little bit too busy for video games. But
that's fair.
Issues for the closed beta. I thought the closed beta was pretty well.
Oh, I had
crashed on me once.
It crashed on me, and it drove me nuts that it used 4 gigs of video RAM. Are you kidding me? Just on fucking high graphics, it was using 4 gigs of video RAM. That was ridiculous.
Yeah. That was fine.
I didn't have any PC, Tim.
What? What about me?
Get a better PC.
My PC. I'm gonna upgrade, but
Ian, you need to download Wildlands tonight so you can play it a little bit for the beta.
Dude, get the open beta.
Hey, Xbox or PlayStation?
Either or.
Xbox. Download it for Xbox.
Doesn't matter.
Play with somebody.
Just, yeah, that's true. Like, well, he could play with Justin on the PlayStation.
True.
Or Cody on either. I got it on PC.
I got it on everything. I can get it on everything. So
I can't. Yeah, I could get it on my Xbox. But the beta ends Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
27th, right?
Yeah, 27th. So now yes, yeah, it's on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get that one.
All right. So
how is the new area?
You do.
Have you guys played it enough and checked it out or not?
Oh, and my save file was corrupted, so I had to start over, so I haven't got that far.
Yeah, same. I just jumped in for a little bit. We started in the, like, if you zoom out, the province has, like, 2 zones, one that's, like, 1-star of difficulty and one that's, like, 5. And the 5-star difficulty area was just kicking our asses, so we just went back to the starting area.
So it does get more difficult than that fucking easy ass shit.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. That's
if it was like just standard that beginning fucking tutorial difficulty all the way through, it wouldn't be worth it. But I figured it would get harder. It has to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can change the difficulty setting in your like whole world or whatever.
Yeah, I do remember that. I think I put mine on like hard or some shit last time, but I never felt it was hard.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'm sorry.
Jesus. Never again.
All right, well, Horizon Zero Dawn is coming out on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any thoughts on it before it releases? Or have we kind of beat that to death?
I think I'm actually going to get it, even though I don't play my PlayStation much anymore.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to pick it up. I just read the Game Informer article about it, and it's got me pretty excited to jump in and see what it's all about.
I got to be honest, I think this is the only game I've been excited for on the PS4 other than the new God of War that like makes me actually want to buy it.
I'll send you a couple of links to a couple of trailers that actually make me want to buy a PlayStation, even though I won't because I'm cheap. Coco!
Yo. What?
Horizon Zero Dawn?
Yeah,
thoughts? Ian?
Yeah.
So basically everybody with a PlayStation is going to get it. Yeah, it has really, really good reviews.
No, hey, listen.
I don't have a PlayStation. I can't.
I'm doing this
new thing. Oh, well, you're fucked then.
I'll rent
Ian
it.
Only plays games with red-haired protagonists.
Well, hey, that game has a red-haired protagonist.
She starts out blonde.
Fuck you. Don't ruin this for me!
You know what? Just because she starts out blonde, I'm done.
Hey, you started out blonde.
That's prove it.
Your mother told me.
And there's pictures.
And there's pictures.
Prove it.
I don't have the pictures, or I would. I can ask your mother for the pictures, and she would probably send them to me because she loves me. She's not dead. You would have told me that before today. All right, well, then we got to get to what I think is really the biggest news of the week.
My mom's funeral?
Sure. AMD processors So the benchmarking for the new AMD processors, the Ryzen processors, has been leaked. And at $250, it's matching the newest i7s and surpassing them in some cases.
Yeah.
So it's outperforming the new i7 processor for approximately a third of the price.
I will believe it when I see it.
This is Forbes that is.
I get it, but this literally this same exact hype happened the last time AMD came out with new GPUs and CPUs, and the only reason I remember is because I was in the middle of building a PC and I was debating on going AMD.
Their GPUs have always been kind of the same as mid-range NVIDIA. Their top end stuff has always been the same as mid-range NVIDIA, but still cheaper. So that's that. Like that. But their CPUs, I honestly feel like mine's about equivalent to an i5. I have the AMD 6, not the new i5s, but the i5s from the time mine came out. So, yeah. I mean, that's definitely usable, and it's cheaper than an i5. So I got no problem with that.
But I just, this same, no joke, this was like the same exact hype that was going around. And I was like, I might legitimately go AMD. And then it released, and it got stress tested by a lot of, you know, the computer websites and stuff like that. And it didn't stack up.
It's already being stress tested, though, by some people.
Well, I want it to stack up.
Right. I would love to get that.
Well, it would be good for the market. Right now, Intel and NVIDIA are fucking just dominant. I hate it. They are dominating the market.
Well, and the shitty thing about that is they can shit on you with prices because they know that their product is better. They don't have to compete.
Exactly. If you look at the 1070s and the 1080s, 1070 was supposed to be retail price $350. To get a retail fucking 1070 for $350, I had to find like 18 sales and fucking 15 fucking promo codes to get it to the actual price it's supposed to be. There's been zero price drops for the 1070s and the 1080s. And right now, NVIDIA's in no rush to release their 1080 Ti because they're still selling 1080s or whatever at a super high price. So I would love it if AMD came out with some CPUs that really did undercut Intel's line, because then it would be like, oh, this might be a good shift in the market for the consumer. But right now, it's terrible.
Well, and the thing that worries me is even if the Ryzen really does perform with the i7 on par, that's going to undercut Intel. That's not going to affect NVIDIA at all, unless the 490 releases this year really is as good as people hope it is.
I think the profits that AMD could make from that, maybe they'll actually be able to do something with their damn graphics cards. Because their high-end graphics cards are just not up to par, which isn't, I guess, I don't know, maybe that's just me. I buy, like, my old rig had a 980 Ti, this rig has two 1070s. Like, maybe I'm just more in that enthusiast range, so it bothers me more.
Oh, you definitely are.
But
my desk is mostly made of cardboard boxes and a broken bookshelf. Hello? I am a budget gamer for damn sure. Like, fuck, that's I got... True. I just added on to my desk, and do you know what I used? Cardboard boxes and empty litter box container, or empty litter cat litter containers.
Yeah, I don't
Covered,
know. I
just, covered up I really, by a sheet.
I really hope. I want AMD to be relevant again, because like Keegan saying, or whatever, like, it is time for AMD to have some shine again, because Intel has been at it for way too long. Like, it's just, I want a competitive market. That's all I want. And right now, it's just not.
It definitely looks like AMD is banking on their processors stacking up against Intel's. I mean, they're going with the same nomenclature where they're going to have like the 7, the 5, and the 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's what I'm ready for. Ready for some good market put. Because then it's just better for us, because everything will actually come down. Because like all these prices. For like I got an i7 6500K or whatever, and that thing was fucking $400 for the longest.
How
like,
did you
just
get
wasn't
it?
Dropping.
How did you get it for 400?
I got it for 300.
You actually. Could see you can still find them for $600.
I actually got mine for 300 because my dad lives next to a Micro Center. Okay. Micro Center is the fucking best.
Well, that's a story for another day, but no.
No?
Fucking no. I like Micro Center, don't get me wrong. They're really good if you want to build a computer. Their repair center is not the best.
No, I'm not. I don't. I like, didn't buy computer
parts. Well, I had to because I thought that my wife's laptop was broken, and so I brought it to Micro Center because I had to. And they were like, yeah, we can't fix it. We can't figure out what's wrong with it. I'm like, okay, well, then I paid you guys $40 to do all the things that I did to it and not be able to tell me what the hell's going on. That's great. He was like, yeah, it's going to be $295 if we want to ship it to our external repair center. I'm like, okay, $2.95? He goes, no, $295. I'm like, oh, I might as well just buy a new fucking laptop for her at this point. This is not worth, if it's the motherboard and I ship it to this external repair center, I'm now probably going to pay $500 to get this damn laptop fixed. I didn't pay $500 for that laptop to begin with, so fuck that noise.
Anyway. We're going to get a new PC, Tim.
Stop!
actually, Ian, if these AMD things come out the way they're coming out or whatever, you might be able to build your own. It might be cheap enough.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
And AMD is known for going with that red color, so it'll match your hair.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what's up.
What do you
think that's supposed to mean?
It means, like you, AMD has no soul.
Right.
If they didn't have a soul, maybe they probably would have sold it to Satan by now to get competitive at this point.
Maybe that's why the Ryzen is as good as it is, dude.
That's right.
Ryzen from the ashes.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so I feel like we have to touch on this because we touched on it a little bit last week, and since then there's been news. Call of Duty, the new rumor going around is that when they say back to roots, what they mean is another remaster, and they mean Modern Warfare. They mean... Jesus fucking Christ. And they mean... I did. I should have. They mean a Modern Warfare 2 remaster, which I would play if it's a... If it releases on its own, I would buy it, because I like Modern Warfare 2. But if they're going to package it with something else, I was kind of interested in the World War II shooter idea. I kind of was. I wasn't like thrilled about it, but I was kind of into it. And now it's like, oh no, we mean we're going to release Modern Warfare 2. I'm like, all right, well, are you going to force me to buy this with another fucking Infinite Warfare? Or are you going to actually, are you going to bundle it with a World War II shooter? Like, that doesn't... Are they going to do this with every goddamn Call of Duty game? Now we're going to get a remastered Black Ops and a remastered World at War, and then eventually we'll have remastered fucking Infinite Warfare? Like, well, for what?
Yeah.
Where does it end? Because these games are not that old.
Zombies.
Zombies.
I just need Call of Duty to die. Like, that's where I'm at. I'm so sick of Call of Duty.
It's terrible.
My coworkers keep trying to get me to buy Battlefield 1.
I think Battlefield 1 looks nice. At least it went to a brand new setting. Like, they attempted to do something.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. That's why I said I wouldn't mind if they were to do a World War II game for Call of Duty. If they were to go back to that, I'd be fine with that, because it's something that you're starting to see World War II shooters pop up on Steam again. But it's not like they're insanely popular. It's not like they're, you know, the FPS genre has gone from every game's a World War II shooter to very rarely do you see World War II shooters.
Yeah, there's only a couple really like good first person shooters, I feel like, outside of the AAAs. And so you got like Insurgency, and they made another game called Day of Infamy, which is a World War II shooter. And then Squad. Squad's a really good one. It's just a really good realistic first person shooter. That is just, those are so much more intense. Those games are just so much more intense than Call of Duty and Battlefield 1, I feel like. I don't know.
That's because they're more tactical. It's not like you have to be a certain class or a certain weapon.
Isn't even really more tactical, because it's built off the Counter-Strike engine, so you can run around and play that. You can play that like Counter-Strike, like if you know how to play Counter-Strike. Or you can play it as a tactical shooter.
It doesn't play like Counter-Strike. As someone who has played Counter-Strike and hates Counter-Strike because he can't play it when he's sober, it's not. I love Insurgency. It does not play at all like Counter-Strike.
I don't know. I think it can. There's more aiming. I'll give you that.
But there's a lot more aiming.
But it just it being on the same engine until they completely like get off that engine, I always feel like it's gonna feel like Counter-Strike. Which they are making another Insurgency game right now, Insurgency Sandstorm. I don't know if that's an expansion or if it's a brand new game.
No, it's a brand new game. They want to get off of the Source engine, and instead of redoing the whole goddamn game and porting it to a new engine, they're just like, okay, we're gonna call this game good. We're gonna still do like technical support for it. We're not gonna come out with new content for it. We're moving away from Insurgency. That game's pretty much done. We're going to do a new. So.
Nice.
I can't find this, Tim. Because Keegan was asking where I read it, and now I can't find anything other than fucking, goddamn.
Conspiracy theories.
No, yeah, it's like a bunch of random ass YouTube videos and motherfucking Frag Hero. So maybe that's.
I mean.
But I saw it a couple of other places, but I hope it's. I don't know if I hope it's true or I hope it's not. I think if they were to release it on its own for $30, I'd be totally good with that. Like I if they're gonna release it for $60 and it's part of a goddamn bundle with a new, with another new COD title, I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah, you know what I'm more excited for? Andromeda.
Aren't we all? That's why we save the best for last. We save the best for last.
Yo, I saw that combat trailer and I fucking jizzed my pants.
Oh, I looked up so many different combat videos. Like, I guess there's a channel that is like run by the Andromeda team where it's just combat. Like, they just post videos of combat play gameplay, and it's so good.
It looks great.
It looks different. It looks like it's not gonna play. It's gonna play like, but not exactly like. Mass Effect 3.
Looks like there's a lot more movement.
Yeah, it's not going to be quite as cover-based. It looks like, obviously, you can still take cover and stuff, but it's not like, you know, in Mass Effect 3, you were hiding behind a rock, moving up after you killed somebody, hiding constantly behind another. Yeah, that's just... not all of us, huh? Oh, damn. I thought it, like, literally everyone on the planet. Yeah.
Not so much.
It was more like every shooter like that, like you can go with any of them and they all are going to give you a Gears vibe.
Yeah. And, I'm assuming to, cross there. I mean, no series is ever going to be perfect. That's the thing. What? Every series is always going to have its flaws.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and everybody obviously knows about the end of Mass Effect 3 and its flaws, but Mass Effect was like,
I don't know, it definitely
like changed
one.
The gaming industry when it was just like, hey, your choices do matter, and your choices did matter all the way up until the end.
A lot
from the first game to the end of the third. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Impressive.
Like the characters that were there, the characters that were available, the different races that were still alive or not. Yeah,
I thought that the craziest thing is that the end of Mass Effect 2, when you're going through the ship and you're having to make all the decisions
so
like who does a certain stuff or whatever, and if somebody died, they were dead. They weren't gonna be in the third one for you. They were fucking gone. And like no other game had really done that, you know, other than I think Justin's telling me about Fire Emblem, there is some permadeath in there for the characters.
Yeah.
But like that's not something you see in games, especially in like
I mean you see it in games like with characters that are throwaway characters, where it's literally just a name slapped on a character
XCOM
that'll come back up. XCOM or Darkest Dungeon, you do see permadeath for characters, but not to the degree that Mass Effect did it. But, I like, did anybody else here manage to keep everyone alive the first run through of that ship? Because I fucking did. I did,
I
first time
people,
through. Well, on
a
hard, though?
A lot of people. Yeah, my cousin did. He kept everybody alive.
I kept everybody alive. Oh.
Here's the real question. Did you guys play through and never go back to a previous save and just keep going forward? Because that's how I played the whole trilogy.
Yes, I did that the last time I played through it. I didn't do that the first.
I'm gonna say no.
I probably raged
at something and went back.
The first time I played through I hadn't played the first game. Like, I played Mass Effect 2 on my Xbox 360 and 3, but I hadn't played Mass Effect 1. So my first time playing a Mass Effect game all the way through was on my Xbox 360, and so I kind of, but yeah, on my last playthrough, I have them all on PC now, and that's what I did. So good.
I have to take back what I said. There was one point where I save scrubbed, and it's in Mass Effect 3 when you meet the reporter lady again, and you have the option to punch her.
You did, mm-hmm. didn't
you?
If you
do it, she punches you instead, and I was like, nah, that ain't happening. So I went back and made sure I didn't get fucked up by
her. I think that's a reference to the second game, isn't it? Because can't you hit her in the second game too?
You can hit her in all three games.
Yeah. So if you hit her in the first and second game, and then in the third game, she's like, bitch, please, I ain't going through this again. That was pretty funny.
Choices matter.
Good stuff.
Punch the reporter.
You know what, Justin, you brought up in that thing you sent me in the little guide for the, because I missed most of the discussion this week. Are we excited about the fact that, you know, the relationships that you've been able to build up in Mass Effect and then starting fresh with new characters? Are you going to miss the characters that you've grown attached to over the series, or are you just ready for a fresh start with them?
It's kind of tough because, I mean, everything we know about Mass Effect was in the trilogy. Like, over the course of the three games, you come to know all of these characters really well. So, like, Garrus is not going to be in the new game. And, like, that's a huge bummer for
us. Oh, you know what? I thought about everybody but Garrus. I was like, I just had gotten over the Tally's not going to be there. Now, you're right. Yeah. No Garrus either. No Garrus for Karen.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine with me that Tally wouldn't be there, because, I mean, she died in my playthrough anyway. Keyless a lie. But, you know.
Wait, so different characters can die in different playthroughs?
Yeah.
Ian has to play Mass Effect. Oh, my God.
But... Not
let's play.
That's crazy.
And yeah, the games are all linked together.
What?
So
they link them together.
Yeah, Ian. So there's like choices in the first game. There's a spot where one character will absolutely die, and depending on which choice you make, that determines what characters will be in Mass Effect 2 and 3.
Fuck Ashley.
And you know, I've said this before. Ever since Cody with a K lived with me, I've had Mass Effect trilogy like sitting in my Amazon wish list for years now, and I still have not ordered it.
It's cheap now. You can get it cheap.
It is now.
So I would get it. Pick it up.
It was even cheap back then.
Pick it up and play it. Because it's fantastic.
When you buy a new PC, I will buy Mass Effect Trilogy.
No, well, that's never happening.
Well,
I'm going to be... You know, I'm not building an entirely new PC for years. I'm just going to upgrade parts in this one until I have to.
That's why you promised me, you bitch.
I promised you nothing.
You did. You said, when I get a new PC, you can have my old one. And I said, deal.
I did not say those
people
words.
Never forget.
What are you? Why do you guys always touch the doll inappropriately? This is 3 weeks in a row. Are you showing us where the main man touched you?
I wanted to know if she had underwear.
Is this a cry for help?
Well, last week it was Fairbanks doing it. The week before you did it just to see if I would notice. Now you're doing it again. See if it has underwear, even though you've looked at it 3 weeks in a row now.
The same one, though? I don't remember looking at the Elsa one last time. I don't know if that's underwear.
I don't know if it's the same one or not, but I don't care. Stop touching dolls inappropriately.
I'm not touching it inappropriately. I was looking at it inappropriately. There's a difference.
There you go, Ian. Mass Effect 1, backwards compatible on Xbox One.
There you go. Pick it up at GameStop.
Buy it for me for my early birthday present.
All right. Well, we're at that point of the stream, guys. Do we got any closing thoughts? Because we're actually already at... It's already past 11. We've gone over.
Bottles.
Bottles!
That's the outro!
The Shane Carlson original. Oh, God.
I'm legit getting salty.
I'm excited for Mass Effect Andromeda, and I'm most excited to see what the multiplayer is like in that game, because I loved the multiplayer for Mass Effect 3.
My for real closing thoughts. So, do I need to play a game for next week?
You should play a game every week.
Okay, what game do you want me to play?
What game do you want to play?
Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Yeah,
no, see, play the Wildlands. I never liked any of the Tom Clancy games.
But they're not how they used to be. It's not like Rainbow Six.
It plays like GTA, but in the jungle and with military gear.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Hi, Bella.
That's why I like it.
Beat Bushido Blade by next week. Jeez.
Oh, God. I don't think he could find Bushido Blade if he wanted to, Shane.
Dude, Shane's got it.
I know Shane's got it, but he is not going to show up at Shane's house to play Bushido Blade.
Maybe if he invites me, but no, he never does.
Nobody's showing up at Shane's house after he finds blood on his van.
Cody, closing thoughts.
Hey, play some Ghost Recon. Tell me how it is. I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at. I just really want to play Ghost Recon right now.
Yeah.
So play it.
I'm in Florida.
How long are you in Florida? Oh, God. Play it on Saturday. Just don't sleep on Saturday.
I probably won't.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I got nothing. I got nothing for closing thoughts. Fuck. I've been switched to death. I really have.
I kind of want to play the Switch, though. Justin, you going to bring it over so I can try it out?
Yeah, I'll bring it over for a tabletop.
I wouldn't mind playing it. I just am not going to buy it because Zelda. But that's all I'm interested in.
Yeah, that... you know the thing a lot of people are looking at as this launch is going to be kind of a soft launch for them, you know? Like, they're just getting the hardware out there, getting some sales, and then this holiday season is when we're going to see, like, some real worthwhile stuff for it.
Then maybe I'll pick it up this holiday season, but for me, that makes the March launch pointless.
Well, happy
Thursday, February 23rd, 2017. Tim Valley. I will buy a Nintendo Switch.
Not what I said!
Oh, Cross the Boss. Every Tuesday, we do a tabletop.
Not on here anymore, though.
No, we used to stream it, but we don't anymore.
Yeah, it just doesn't work anymore.
Because Tim's a bitch.
Because I have a child, but you know.
No, because Tim eats a lot of dick burritos.
You know, we could do,
I do not play tabletop simulator. I do not eat the big... That's what I've been saying, because it'll run on Ian's computer. Guaranteed. It's not that intensive.
Max.
But he's got to set up a Steam account.
So,
Bella, what you thinking?
Bella.
All right. So we're gonna run the regular outro, and then after I run the regular outro, I'm gonna bring up Shane's song, and we're gonna play that as an outro that won't go on. Well, fuck it. I'll just play the. That's just the damn outro this week. Then.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys. Bye. Thanks for hanging out. I'll be back in approximately 4 hours. Bye. 4 hours or so for a stream, probably, as long as my shit doesn't break again. But yeah, we'll see you guys next Thursday for more Our Life in Pixels. We like you. Don't actually do that.
Can't see it, but
you don't want me to actually play it? We've been hyping this song for an hour. Now you're telling me to not play
it.
He wants me to not play Bottles. All right, well, I'm going to tweet it out then, you son of a... Fine. Okay. I won't play it as the outro. We spent an hour plugging it. All right, I'll talk to you. I'll be back in Skype in a minute, guys.
All right.